It's rough news, I mean, to say the least. Marty personally drafted me here 10 years ago. Great administrator, great friend. You know, he gave everything to the team, to the organization. I think everybody knows that. And it makes me feel really bad that he's gone, because it's a reflection of our record, which is a reflection of the team. So, you know, was always accountable, made no excuses, but I feel like we let him down.
Jordan, how did you guys find out about it?
Hangartner called me and told me. I mean, there was a team meeting, but it wasn't until 12:30. So most of us just heard through the grapevine or on the internet or whatever. And there was no murmurs of that prior to today. But, you know, as we found out 2 years ago, when you don't win, changes will happen. And it's a shame for Marty, because, I mean, there's not a better person or a guy that worked harder in the world. Yeah, very surprised. I mean, that's a big move. You make a change like that at the top, that everybody notices that. And so, yeah, I was surprised to see that happen. I read, you know, the organization's comments and Marty's comments, and it seems like everybody understood what happened. But, yeah, it's tough. And if we would have won more games, it wouldn't have happened. So, it's hard to handle.
What was the tone?
It was brief, to say the least. You know, Coach Rivera knows that Marty's gave him his first shot as a head guy, and he's spoken about that a lot prior to today. You know, when there wasn't as much pressure on the line, and I think it really affected him. But you know, this business is a performance business, and I think we all know in this locker room that if we don't do better and win more, there's going to be a lot of changes.
Was there anything discussed as to how the personnel decisions will be handled?
No, they didn't. They don't really ever talk about any personnel stuff to us. So that's a question above my head.
Jordan, talk a little bit more about what you just said. The change will be imminent, probably. Things don't get turned around in a lot of places.
Yeah, it shows Mr. Richardson's desire to win. You know, he's not going to sit around and just hope for change. He's going to make stuff happen. So we all know that there's pressure to perform every year, and this year's no different. And starting out 1-5, that definitely puts even more pressure on all of us to do our jobs.